Hey everyone, welcome back to the Becoming Clairvoyant podcast. Today we're going to be talking about the root chakra. The first of the seven major chakras. The root chakra is extremely important and often overlooked. For it is not one of the fancier chakras or energy centers. The majority of people like to focus on the heart, the third eye, and the crown. While all equally important to focus on, it is important not to neglect. For the chakras are not a ladder. Higher chakras aren't better than lower chakras. You could compare it to a building or a home. Can't have a roof without the walls that are holding it up. So while you may believe that the roof is more important than the walls, you cannot have a roof without the walls. So the walls are just as important. The reason that the root chakra is so powerful is because it is the energy center in the body that connects with the earth. When you ground your energy, you create an energetic cord that goes from your root chakra into the earth, creating and opening the possibility of an energy exchange. The earth is one of a few infinite sources of abundance energetically that you can access at any time. By connecting your grounding cord through your root chakra to the earth, you can absorb the incredible abundant energy of the planet. Everywhere you look on Earth, there's abundance. All you need to do is walk outside and look down at the grass and actually look at how many little blades of grass are in the small space in front of you, and that they're all alive and that they're all connected. The reason it's important to clear the root chakra is because the harder the root chakra spins, and the freer it is, the more it's able to pump all that energy absorbed from the earth, from the grounding, up into your higher energy centers. The more clear your root chakra is, the more negative energy you can take from inside your field and exchange with the earth the other way. And send that energy down into earth as a lightning rod would suck the lightning out of the sky into the earth and ground it. As you begin to clear your energetic field with help of the grounding rod, you begin to play a game of energetic operation where you can pick out dark vortexes of energy within your field that could have been created by past memories, past lives, past events that have happened in your life. And as you go deeper and as you continue your spiritual practice, more and more of these will start to come up into your awareness. And it's important to be able to locate them in your energetic field. It's important to practice getting in touch with your energetic field so that you can locate where these different memories and traumas are in your field, and then you can pick them out like energetic operation. And if your root is cleared and you have a clear energetic grounding cord, that is one ticket, one way you can send that energy out of your field The earth will absorb it through the grounding cord. And then you become lighter. You feel lighter. You vibrate higher. You become and feel more free. The more you do this, the more you play energetic operation on your field, the easier it is going to be to separate from that big blocky bulb of identification, which is all the memories and things you've experienced with your five senses. All of that exists in one big blob of energy. And the more of it that you're able to shoot down that grounding cord, the easier it is to create space from that blob until eventually you just are that space behind the blob, to put it lightly. Now, most people believe that once their survival needs are met, the root chakra is open and it's free, right? Well, that is not the case. The two main psychological paradigms that connect with the root chakra are food and sleep. If you overeat, it's going to affect your root. If you undereat, it's going to affect your root. If you eat unhealthy, it's going to affect your root. If you don't get good sleep, it's going to affect your root. Even if you get decent sleep, if you don't have a good relationship with sleep, it'll affect your root. Just like even if you eat healthy but you don't have a good relationship with food, it will also affect your root. Think back to all the times that you felt tired. You're physically tired. And because of that, your root is blocked. And because your root is blocked, you lose access to all of your other energy centers. This is why there are stories of yogis who have been able to go days without sleep. Because once you become aware that you're feeling the way you're feeling because you're tired, your root slowly starts to open back up. So how many times in your life that still exist in your field have you blamed yourself for something going wrong, or for doing something that wasn't beneficial to you, or for just not being able to give it your 100%? But you didn't forgive yourself and just realize that you were tired. Instead, you decided to put all the blame and the guilt and the shame on yourself. Well, all of that relationship with sleep is blocked up in your root. This was a quick one today, but I appreciate you guys listening. Until next time.